principle.
Now back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
Where every Tuesday at 3 o'clock we bring you information on real estate and finance, and we always try and bring on new and interesting guests.
Well, I don't know if these guys are new now, but they are interesting.
Definitely interesting, and that's
very
always,
interesting.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Yes. I'm very excited.
Yeah, so we have with us Don Raines, and you're the Chief Policy and Strategy Officer for Treehouse.
Yeah.
So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. Why don't you explain to our listeners what Treehouse is? Because we don't want them thinking, as I said during the break, that it's the organization in Issaquah that does Treehouse building that's on the TV show.
Right. No.
Okay. Tell everyone who Treehouse is.
So Treehouse is a nonprofit charitable organization that with a mission of giving foster kids a childhood and a future.
Yes.
So we provide lots of great programs that help kids succeed in school and provide other essential supports that help kids just have a regular childhood experience in a situation that's not very regular.
Yeah. So, Treehouse, I've been aware of you guys for a really long time. But again, for our listeners, how long have you guys been around?
We are 30 years old this year.
Ooh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's our birthday.
Oh, wow.
Anniversary year.
Yay, big year.
Yeah. And started in...
Now I'm scared it's younger than I am. By a ways. Oh, gosh. Okay.
We were started actually by social workers at DSHS who were just frustrated seeing all the kids in foster care on their caseloads going without all the little extra things that make a childhood a childhood. So they started raising money amongst themselves to pay for things like birthday presents and swimming lessons and soccer cleats, anything kids need to fully participate at school or in their community.
Mm-hmm. Is that when the warehouse got started? Because, I mean, I want to say, now that you tell me it's 30 years, I have actually been aware of Treehouse for about that same period of time. And that's when I began donating to the warehouse.
Absolutely.
A long, long time ago. And I loved where it came from, what it did. And just FYI for you, I'm an adoptee.
Oh.
And had I not ended up, you know, being adopted as an infant, I would have ended up in foster care. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why it's a core organization that I've been supporting throughout the years.
Yeah, we often find that people have a very personal connection to foster care. Either they were in foster care, or their family might have been a foster family, mm-hmm. or...
My sister-in-law, her family was as well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And my family used to sponsor a children's home back in Wichita, Kansas mm-hmm. as well. So,
Dawn, how many kids in Washington State are in foster care?
You know, on any given day, it's always a hard number to pin down because it's between 9 mm-hmm. and 10,000 kids in foster care.
Holy cow.
Every day. Every day. So,
Wow.
Yeah. And on any given day here in King County, we're at about between 1,300 and 1,500 kids from 0 to 21, actually. A lot of people don't know that foster care now can extend to 21.
Yes. I wanted to make sure and point that out. I was really excited because it used to always be you aged out at 18, mm-hmm. right? And another reason why this is a area of interest for me. One of the things I follow statistically is, you know, what happens with foster kids. And there have been some pretty ugly stats on a national basis that many times kids in foster care, about 50% of them can end up homeless mm-hmm. if they don't have that social network in place to support them once they... So I was thrilled when I heard, oh, good, this has been extended to 21 at least. And, you know, like I've been reaching out to your organization about even possibly starting some programs internally to help them understand how to transition into rental housing mm-hmm. and how to negotiate their first lease. And then possibly even look into doing internship programs inside our organization, just because I think it's so important.
Well, help me understand this, because I probably have the false idea that if a person is a foster parent, they're really selected to be a foster parent because they have the resources and the ability to care for that foster kid and you know provide all the support and everything they need. But it sounds like, I mean, your organization exists because that's obviously not the case. So can you mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Foster parents have to be licensed by the state of Washington, and I have to go through a pretty intensive screening process, and they do receive a stipend every month to help cover a little mm-hmm. bit of housing, food, clothing, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. But it doesn't come anywhere near yeah. covering the costs right. of raising a kid every day.
Right. Yeah. Many, many years ago, I know as I was getting involved in the warehouse, the number that they had at that time, and I'm sure it's changed over time, but it used to be that there was only like $200 or $300 allotted for clothing each year. And you think about, you know, you raised two sons. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you were spending more than $200 or $300 a year just on probably shoes, especially when they got to teenage years, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's where the warehouse and some of the other programs really kicked in that I thought right. were pretty amazing, because they also have a kind of like, as you shift out, I remember there's a system, like if you get your apartment, there's maybe like pots and pans mm-hmm. and some of those kinds of programs. I mean, there's some really, really cool stuff going on at Treehouse.
So what are some of your key programs?
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit more about the warehouse. What really started out as a clothing closet now has become really a full-scale retail operation. We have about 2,000 kids that come shopping at our store. Mm-hmm. They can get clothing, shoes, school supplies, toys, books. We let kids take as many books as they want every time they come
awesome.
Because
awesome.
Yeah. we want yeah. kids to be readers.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Big fan of that.
So it's not only an economic support for foster parents. The reason we do it is that we know that when kids feel good and fit in, mm-hmm. that they are more likely to go to school. They'll have higher self-esteem.
Right. Yeah. And that's actually why you guys are pretty good about even screening the materials that come in. Because unlike when you drop off a bunch of stuff at Goodwill, which is probably, you know, I don't know, Eric, maybe you got stuff still from 1970. That's not going to, like, you know, be hip for a kid in school. Yeah. And so
you,
I know that they were.
You sold my house. You saw my closet.
I have. Actually, you just have the same outfit in different colors.
Right. Pretty much.
It's like yeah. Ranimals.
I don't shop. I replace.
But, exactly. But, I mean, it was cool because they keep that in mind because they do know. I mean, you know, you hate to say it, but kids are kind of judgy. You know, like you show up in the old outfit and mm-hmm. you're going to get
sure.
teased. You're going to get, you know, ignored.
Especially these days, you know, where, yeah. you know, these kids with the trolling and everything else mm-hmm. can be
absolutely
cruel.
Absolutely.
They've always been cruel. I mean, some certain ages of kids,
oh,
but
yeah.
now they have a lot more tools. You know,
I know,
it's
right?
A lot easier.
Well, and tools that their parents aren't necessarily
monitoring.
Overseeing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's so it becomes a danger zone. So mm-hmm. I think it's great that you guys have been, you've had so much forethought into all of this and really looking at the psychology behind it. It's not just, I mean, it's great that it started out with people just having a wonderful way that they wanted to give and help. But then so much thought, and I mean, you're the strategy person. I mean, there's clearly strategy involved here, right? And one of the next things that, I mean, I know we're still talking about some of the warehouse stuff, but one of the other things I love is that over time, it's gone not just from like, how does the kid look and fit in, but then it also goes into how do they get the educational support?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's
Absolutely.
Another thing is when you get moved around from place to place, a lot of these children fall behind. And that's another stigmatization that can happen is when you fall behind, right? So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Often kids in foster care, before they maybe come to the attention of the child welfare system, they may have been in a situation in their family that's pretty unstable for quite a long
right.
period of
sure.
time. And oftentimes we find that our kids maybe show up to kindergarten not ready at the same rate as their peers. And then they have a lot of transition. Right. Lots of times kids have to change foster families. They might have to change schools when that happens.
Right.
And every time that happens, they lose academic progress.
Right.
In fact, they say every time a kid has to change schools kind of mid-year, they might lose 4 to 6 months of educational progress by the time they get to the new school, get enrolled, catch
okay.
back up.
Well, that certainly explains why in my industry, why most people only want to move in the summer.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
If they have kids in school, unless they're in the same school district, right? Like we talk about
yeah.
that all the time, that we're like, the people that, you know, you hit the summer season for are the ones that have the families with the kids in school because
mm-hmm.
just for that reason,
Absolutely.
They don't want to have that impact.
It's so disruptive.
Yeah.
I mean, kids lose friends,
yeah.
teachers, coaches,
I know
neighbors.
That for a fact. My family moved from Oregon back to Kansas when I was in kindergarten mid-year.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the same thing and I got taunted relentlessly by all my schoolmates. I mean, I even remember that from way back when.
Yeah.
So I can just imagine these kids that might get moved even more frequently sometimes.
Yeah, hard to be the new kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what types of programs do you administer then?
So we have an intensive education program called Graduation Success. We work with middle school and high school students. We have a treehouse education specialist who works with a caseload of maybe about 20 youth. And they monitor attendance and behavior and course performance every day. They do individualized interventions to solve problems around each of those things. Help to form a team of adults around the each youth. So their caregiver, whoever that is, maybe it's a foster parent or a relative caregiver. They're everybody at school. Just make sure everybody's on the same page around kids' education success. Our goal is that kids in foster care will graduate high school at the same rate as their peers with a plan for the future.
Yes, I saw that in some of your recent mailings that went out to donors, and I love that that is part of it. So that's part of this five-year goal, right? So
absolutely.
Okay. So it's the Graduation Success Program expanding statewide.
Yeah. So we have fully saturated King County. We are in every school district.
Okay.
Every middle school and high school in King County that has a kid in foster care, we are there providing services and supports. And we have now set our sights on going statewide. We think that every kid in foster care should have the ability to have these extra educational supports to help them catch back up, get on track, stay on track, graduate, and then go on to a post-secondary.
So does that mean more facilities for you, or is it just about creating relationships with people in these other areas?
It's relationships, really. Mostly, we provide those services at school. And so our school district's partners are such great supports. They provide some desk space, some space to meet with our youth, partner with the teachers and the counselors and the assistant principals. And so mostly, it's actually just people.
Okay. All right. So, because your physical location right now, for our listeners who aren't familiar with where you're located, you're down in, as you kind of go into the Rainier Valley.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's just off of Rainier itself, right? Mm-hmm. Close to where MLK and Rainier intersect,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay if we give the address out of the location in case people want to be involved there?
2100 24th Avenue South.
Okay, 2100 24th Avenue South.
And thank you'll see it. That. There's a big treehouse on the front of the building.
Yes. And what's also great is your building, if you guys haven't been at capacity, you also support other nonprofits with space there that I've seen in the past. But we're going to get back to that in a couple of minutes because we got to go to a commercial break right now. But we are on with Treehouse right now. If you have questions, please call at 866-712-1300 on Open House with Team Reba.
Got a question? Call it in. 866-712-1300.